You're listening to Cocktail Corner on 95 BFM.
Hell yeah.
The BFM bar is open.
And it's an extra special Cocktail Corner because we're kind of in between gigs. And we've asked Kristen from... famous from BFM Reception to come in and make us we've mucked around with the idea, haven't we?
And then
today we were like, oh, we haven't got anyone. Did you bring your cocktail stuff? And you're like, yes, I did.
Basically, I bring it every week.
you're
asking me to come up to the show.
If someone comes up to BFM and and pops into reception on a Thursday at like 4 o'clock, are you making
pina
coladas?
Yeah, absolutely.
I'll take
requests as well.
Yes.
Cocktails for all prize winners.
We do. Everybody goes home.
So you've had plenty of time to kind of muddle this, to decide what you're going to make. What have you sort of?
Well, I thought I would start easy because, you know, I didn't want to keep looking up the whole wagon of
cocktails.
Of goodies.
Yeah.
So we're going to have an Aperol Spritz today.
Okay.
But we can build on more exciting cocktails for next time, but I know that Johnny likes Prosecco, so I thought I would start there.
Okay. So no, definitely do what John wants. Probably.
Well, no, we'll find out from you.
No, that's fine. Really.
Ooh. Oh, there we go.
There we go.
Shit.
So you've got a glass on ice.
A glass on ice.
And so
I like a three-ingredient cocktail.
Yeah, you know what? The easier the better.
I like it.
It's not a chore that creates a chore.
I also
right?
just like that you have the stuff on you at all times.
So. I do.
So
why not?
An Aperol Spritz. You've got some Aperol.
I do. I have some Aperol.
Talk us through the method.
Okay. Oh, this is really sophisticated because there are three ingredients and a possible garnish. So if you decide that you want a garnish, we can certainly put that.
I see citrus.
I aim to please.
Okay.
So first we have some Aperol, which is like Campari, but a little bit sweeter and has less...
That sounds good, actually.
Has less alcohol content and is a little bit lighter, so perfect for spring, right? Spring is sprung.
Yeah.
So we put a little bit of... Hopefully this is going to taste as good as it sounds.
That's quite a lot of Aperol.
And we're just going to...
Well, there's three of us, John.
Yeah. Mm. It's a big glass. I had to go with what's available.
Who taught you the ways, Kristen?
Actually, I am a certified bartender...
That'll be why you're working the BFM bar /reception, obviously.
Graduated top of my class in San Francisco.
Wow.
Quite a few years ago, and I did the circuit for a while I was taking a break from technology.
This smells great, actually, Aperol.
Wait, so you just got off Facebook and then started...
Yeah, because Facebook was around when I was a bartender. But I bartended in Fisherman's Wharf and at some jazz clubs and all around up and down
the
Bay Area.
I think I figured out what's going on. Are you making the exact drink on the back of the Aperol bottle?
I might be.
To the specifications of the bottle?
It could be.
3-2-1 ratio?
Oh,
the classic 3-2-1 ratio.
Do you
ratio.
Love that, right? It's like, why with the mills and the...
I'm down.
Difference between...
What's happening right now? Have you put the... No, okay, you're putting...
I put the Aperol in. Now we're putting in the Prosecco. Hat tip to Johnny.
I'm not really a massive fan of Prosecco. So
sparkling.
That's okay.
But I'll hang in there.
Then we're just going to put a little bit of soda water, sparkling water.
Mm-hmm. Just to tennis it up
so
a little bit.
I mean, it's a beautiful looking drink.
Three parts Aperol, two parts Prosecco, one part
Why
soda
bother?
Water.
That was basically what we're doing is I'm just trying to get my fingers wet so they're not sticky,
that
right?
That was just like the tiniest little, like you can see the mist line on the bottle and it's just gone down like 4 mil.
Stay hydrated, though. Bit of water.
That is right? Hydration. 100% hydration. Okay, we're going to put a little bit of a mandarin squeeze on it.
Mm-hmm.
I cut these up earlier.
Oh, yeah, okay. Look at this mandarin.
And they're tiny little easy peelers,
Not many
right?
people do mandarins.
No, and the reason I do it is because they're easy. They're easy peelers.
Mm.
And you can kind of, like, roll with it and not get your hands too sticky.
Right on.
Because nobody wants that, right? Why get between you and your
shout
drink?
Out your glass selection is fantastic.
So it is.
It looks
it's
very
like
nice.
The biggest whiskey snifter I've ever seen.
Is that BFM's number one glass?
I think so.
Yeah, where did it come from?
bulbous
from the kitchen,
little portly bulbous bloody thing
from the newly installed dishwasher. Yeah,
dishwasher.
Big news at 95 BFM. I'm gonna taste this first to make sure I'm not poisoning you.
I actually give that dishwasher 3 months, to be honest. It doesn't look industrial enough.
No. This is great. Well, it's too bad because I was gonna bring my dishes over. I think this is actually pretty good, but you'll be the judge.
Usually, three, two, one.
Lift their voice up like that, they're lying.
They what?
That's good. That's great.
Oh, that's a beautiful.
For a second, because I was holding my nose, it tasted like Barocca. But it came good. It's nice.
Whatever gets you through the day, big hungry. Come on. We've all been there.
It's funny how much the mandarin just on the nose, like even just that little zest of mandarin, you've definitely got a bit of mandarin in there.
Mandarin detected.
I can't tell if you're making fun of me, if you're like,
no, it's good.
In it to win it with me.
How can we make fun of you right now? You've come off your own back and made us a cocktail. We had nothing at all, so how can we hate that? It's fucking awesome.
For the listeners out there, the size of this glass is, it's probably got half a litre of Aperol and Prosecco in it, so if you were to consume one of these, I would say you'd be well on your way.
It's a community glass, I think.
But then there's a whole crowd out, you know, outside waiting to be inspired. And I'm here for inspiration.
Aperol spritz? Yeah, I think this is the time of the year. I think you're right, Kristen, with the spring and sprung and there being some warmer weather ahead of us, this is probably a good one for a sunny afternoon.
And with it's race season, right? All kinds of races?
I'm not, this isn't really my bag, but it's hella refreshing. It's very refreshing.
Fair enough.
I'm into it.
John's into it.
Nice.
Makes sense.
I have to say I'm pretty pleased.
It's good. So how would you
I'm still drinking it.
How would you sort of reflect on your first cocktail corner at the helm?
Well, I was super nervous, so I Googled Aperol Spritz.
Yeah.
And I just want to share some of the other searches that come up. Do you ever see that when the celebrities say,
I love it.
You know, what is?
How far into the word were you?
Yeah, so basically people also want to know if you can put Bailey's in the refrigerator.
Yeah.
Or if you can chill whiskey. Or if gin goes bad. And I feel like these might be good topics for the next cocktail corner.
What was the gin goes bad one? Because I feel like that's a possibility.
I'm not quite sure.
I feel like it'll probably get a little bit more good before it goes bad.
Well,
I
can tell you. So I was bartending in San Francisco
Sweet
at an old
gaze into the future, Joe.
At an old place at Fisherman's Wharf, and I walked in and started looking at all the bottles that they had, and they had been like undusted for years, and the alcohol was still really good. Right, we could do Harvey Wallbangers, and we can do Sucks on the Beach, like all the kinds of things.
John got given some vintage port from his deceased grandfather. Have you drunk that, John? No, you haven't drunk it.
So good.
We should tap into that and see what it's like.
Absolutely.
Vintage port. Hey, thanks, Kristen. What a pleasure.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Thanks for being had, I guess.
That was Cocktail Corner on 95 BFM.